Welcome to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. This is episode 31. Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is episode 31. I thank you once again for joining me here, guys. If you have an industry that you'd like to hear from, reach out to me in our Facebook group. Just go to Facebook and search for Technology Equality, and we'll pop right up. This week, I am super pleased to welcome to the show Marcia Bennett. Marcia works with entrepreneurs, teaching them to be more intentional and resourceful. She provides interactive workshops and live events to engage you in ways to be more productive, effective, and organized. Marcia considers herself a professional organizer, speaker, and a professional thinker. She wants entrepreneurs to create structure and strategy in order to make big gains on their journey to success. And today, Marcia has joined the Technology Equality community to share her entrepreneurial journey.
Marcia, welcome to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. How are you?
How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. So, Marcia, please tell us a story of how you once saw the future before you decided to begin branding yourself and building out your business.
I once saw the future as me standing in front of a courtroom practicing law.
Wow.
I attended college and I studied history and political science, so I assumed that I would one day be a lawyer. But it turns out that I'm still able to speak in front of groups of people just with a different purpose and a different message.
So what were some of the first steps that you took once you began formulating the idea that, you know what, I don't know if I really want to stay in the law field. I think I may kind of branch out and move on. What were some of the first steps and what were, you know, what was it, that aha moment for you that made you kind of say, let me pivot here?
The aha moment for me was when I finally accepted that I'm different. People tell you you're different and you're talented and you're gifted, but you know, you kind of play it off like, yeah, I am, I know. Yeah, I know, but. And then I said, okay, let me just accept it. And so I started reading books on entrepreneurship, which I'd never even considered before. I learned about the various types of professional services fields, you know, services you can offer. I read books written by successful life coaches, business coaches. And then I started networking and just really starting to talk to people, engage people in conversation and figure out what was it that my gifts could serve others.
You took the time, looked at the fact that, you know what, you weren't like the average person. There were strengths and changes and difference. You were different. And you played on those differences and really looked at how it is you could begin serving others after you took the time to really learn and do the research, you know, learning about what entrepreneurship is. Because there's a vast number of different types of entrepreneurs out there. You're right. There's so many different ways that people can serve others that it's important to take the time to figure out kind of where you feel that your strengths fit. So what do you feel was one of the most difficult parts of becoming an entrepreneur?
I think deciding exactly who you want to serve and what problem you want to solve for them. And it's often difficult because a lot of people who have entrepreneurial spirit have thousands of ideas. There's so many ideas. There's so many problems that you could potentially solve. There's so many ideas that could potentially work. So narrowing down that focus and figuring out that one or two thing that you could do that would really make that transformation for that person.
Certainly. What do you feel was the hardest part of overcoming that piece? How do you feel like you overcame it? Do you feel like there were certain tips or tricks that you could share that you used to get through that?
Focus. Forcing myself to focus. And I ended up stumbling in the midst of it all because, you know, I do productivity trainings as well. I discovered, you know, attention management really is the key. It's all about setting the intention for your attention. So setting the intention that this is what I'm going to focus on. And it's vastly difficult in a society that we have a lot of distractions, we have a lot of interruptions. So it's just really, really being disciplined, I guess. with the word.
Certainly. Certainly. In fact, one of the things that I try to teach my clients is to use a quick trick like, you know, setting their particular passwords. Because, of course, in the financial industry, everyone has to change their passwords quite often. But if you try to think of something inspirational mm-hmm. that you have to type on a regular basis, or, you know, not necessarily inspirational in terms of a quote, but maybe setting that intention in, you know, something that you're doing daily to just keep it forefront in your mind what that end goal is to help you maintain that focus. So definitely. When you were beginning and starting off with your research, do you feel like there was a limit to the amount of research that you did prior to actually launching your business and getting your info out there?
As a historian, I love research. So I did research for 6-8 months and never implement anything because I was researching away. So I was the type of person that had to force myself to implement and execute, because if not, I was going to sit there and just keep learning, because I love to learn, right? I love to learn. So at the end of the day, you have to kind of know that comfort level and the comfort you have with the knowledge of your product and your market's desire for that product. And once it's there, you know, too much time planning can keep you stagnant and stuck. So you're going to have to take that step and just execute.
Definitely. Do you feel like there's a specific point? Because for a lot of entrepreneurs, of course, it's, you know, a very different journey. The journey looks completely different for each and every entrepreneur. But do you feel like there might be a point in time where an entrepreneur might say to themselves, okay, you know what, I've done X, Y, and Z at this point, and now it's time to move forward?
I think once you have your idea set, the market ready, and the product or service available, you should go full steam, because you're only going to learn by doing.
Excellent.
You're only going to learn by doing. John Dewey said that, yes. You're only going to learn by doing.
Thank you. Excellent. How do you feel like technology has assisted you in, you know, building out your business?
I love technology because it makes life so much easier. First, I like the idea of having apps, right? Because I teach organization, apps are like a lifesaver. Literally, they are. And when you're building a business, you need to utilize them. Like, for example, Google Drive is one of my big ones. Also, performing market research, technology is great for that, because you can use keywords and things of that nature. And then the biggest asset is probably social media. The fact that you don't have one platform, you can select the platforms, you can choose multiple platforms, or you can choose only two platforms. But technology gives you that extra push you need to get out there and stop wasting time, so to speak, because you have it at your fingertips and your disposal to use.
Certainly. There's absolutely no excuses anymore.
Yeah, you can have excuses or you can have results, but you just cannot have both.
You got it. Excellent. Marcia, is anything specific that prospective entrepreneurs should really take into consideration prior to venturing into their own journey?
Absolutely. This is the one that I'm going to share that if I had a known then what I know now type philosophy, correct?
Awesome.
That is your mindset. See, when I used to hear people talk about mindset, it's the typical, oh, okay, that's nice, but I have all of this I have to take care of, and I need to work on this. And mindset, that's like at the bottom of my priority list, right?
Yes.
Really, thinking like an employee will not serve you as an entrepreneur, because it's a total mindset shift. And you have to be willing to take uncalculated risks. And most importantly, you have to believe in what you do and who you are. You have to know what you represent and the brand you want to create. And that all comes back to how you think and believe and your limitations and your strengths and knowing who you are. And the mindset shift takes place prior to the leap. It should, but guess what? It usually doesn't. It usually takes place afterwards. And then it becomes increasingly difficult to erase all of those prior limiting beliefs, right?
Yeah.
So if I could encourage someone who's thinking about being an entrepreneur, it would be to start, you know, thinking differently. And thinking differently is very tough, because it's requiring you to change something. is requiring you to look at something from a new perspective. And a lot of people resist change anyway. So when you talk about mindset shift, you're definitely resisting, you know, that whole thought process. But I think that's very crucial to your success rate.
Definitely. I try to stress that all the time to the audience. I love that, Marcia, because it is the foundation piece of every successful entrepreneur. Knowing themselves and having the mindset to push forward and think as though they are versus just continuing as they have been. It is a huge change point for a lot of people, and you're right, it oftentimes unfortunately happens long after you jump in. But if, you know, that's a good one. If anybody takes anything into consideration before taking that leap, definitely get the mindset correct beforehand. So, Marcia, do you have a tip or a trick or a favorite app that you use to keep yourself organized that you can share with the audience?
Yes. So last week I was doing a training for guidance counselors, and I told them Evernote. All I said was Evernote, and everyone pulls out their phone and downloads Evernote onto their phone, and the whole training shifted from what I was originally talking about to how to use Evernote. Because, like, oh my gosh, you can make checklists. Oh my gosh, it has a mind. I mean, they were just so excited about Evernote. Now, I've been using Evernote for a while. I understand how great it is because it's across all your devices. And then I was explaining to them, it's like your digital notebook. So if you are an idea generator, which a lot of entrepreneurs are, right?
Yeah.
Evernote is your best friend. It's like you don't have to have a piece of paper and a pen anymore if you have Evernote. And yeah, that is my number one recommendation for a productivity application, absolutely, because it's organized in a way that makes sense, right? Some apps, they may not make as much sense to everyone, but Evernote pretty much makes sense, right? And it's
right,
fairly
right.
easy to use, and you can always upgrade if you need different features, but it is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, I love it. It is a super user-friendly app. That's a great one. I will definitely link to that from the show notes page, because Evernote is one of the top resources. And it's surprising that we actually haven't had that mentioned just yet. So thank you. So what would you caution as the biggest mistake first-time entrepreneurs tend to make?
Not asking potential clients enough questions. I want to say this as honest and candid as possible. Guessing is not a good business strategy.
Yes.
Guessing is not a good business strategy because it takes a long, long, long time. You're going to keep guessing on what they want. You should ask.
Yes.
Ask a lot. You should ask different ways. You should word it differently, but you should still get to know what the client wants. Yeah, guessing, not a good business strategy.
That's definitely one of the bigger things that I think we've seen as an issue for entrepreneurs across the board, is falling in love with the idea versus falling in love with the idea of serving a particular market that idea is associated with. That can become a headache, because if you spend, you know, 2 years building out a product that nobody's really interested in, you just, you know, It's once again still a hobby.
Yep.
So doing the research, getting out there, asking the right questions, and making sure that you are listening to your audience and know what it is your audience needs assistance with so that you can really serve and assist them is really important. So, Marcia, that is awesome. The show is really designed to help entrepreneurs come up with ideas for new innovative companies to solve the pain in an industry that they may not have thought of. And we would love to help you. If you had a magic wand and could change anything at all in your business, what would it be and why?
I would change the fact that only women are my primary clients. Because I feel that men can benefit from learning about work-life integration organization, because many of their employees are women. And so yes, why the impact would be much wider.
awesome. Then I am hoping that the audience has heard from the male perspective that you guys could probably use this help too. Trust me, I know my husband is one of those that I'm always after my husband for organizing additional things, but definitely men across the board could use the assistance. So hopefully the male aspect of the audience will be able to reach out to you through the website and through the show notes page. But Marcia, please share the best way for our listeners to find you.
The best way to find me is on my Facebook page, which is updated daily, and that's
awesome.
Live to Manage. Just type in search feature on Facebook, Live to Manage, like the page, and you will get lots of great advice, tips, suggestions on how to stay organized, maintain your organization, increase your productivity, learn more about time management, and then, like I say, I'm moving into attention management, which is a different concept, but I think it's really, really beneficial for people to learn.
Outstanding. Well, Marcia, thank you again for sharing with our guests this morning. We truly appreciate you coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Don't forget to like Marcia's Facebook page at Live to Manage. Just go to Facebook and type in Live to Manage. Or you can always check her out through our show notes page at technologyequality.com/Marcia Bennett. Thank you once again for joining me, everyone. I truly enjoyed this week's episode. Don't forget, pay serious attention to your intention. Your mindset is really what's going to carry you through and make you successful on this journey. So thank you. I truly appreciate you joining me this week. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.